The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Community Conversations, where curiosity meets community. I'm Andy, and this is a space where we connect with the people, projects, and ideas shaping our region. This morning, I'm joined by Kerry Mays Aguablina, who has got an exhibition on now at Project 100, which ends on the 30th of May. Her exhibition is all about Kerry Mays' jewellery and her history and whakapapa, and it is just stunning. Everything that Kerry May does is beautiful. I first met Kerry May last year at Nelson Jewellery Week, where she had an exhibition at Nelson Provincial Museum, and her pieces are just amazing. This exhibition that is currently on at Project 100 is called Heinaki Mara. Morena, Kerry May, kia ora, welcome to the studio.
Morena, thank you so much for having me in the studio today. I'm very honoured and very grateful to be here and to be able to talk a wee bit about my mahi toi and my art practice, but especially with Heinaki Mara, which is currently on show. So thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. So, Kerry May, would you first like to just tell us a little bit about yourself and what your connection to Nelson is?
Sure. So my whakapapa affiliation, so I am whānau Apanui from up on the east coast and Te Atiawa ki Taranaki, which connects me through to whakatū here through that Te Atiawa whakapapa. I actually am based in Whanganui Atara or Pōneke or Wellington, and I come down here to the region. Well, I found myself coming down to this region quite often. When I was a bit younger, I also lived down here with some of my whānau, and since then I just keep feeling myself being called back.
Not surprising. Whakatū is an amazing place to be, so I understand that. So let's talk about your exhibition that opened at the beginning of the month. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we opened at the beginning of the month. I think it was on the Thursday. We had a couple of days install, and then after the opening, the first weekend, I had a artist talk within the gallery space.
Yeah. And so I went along to that artist talk, and it was really good to get that background and the explanations of the pieces that Kerry May has done. And I encourage anybody that goes to an exhibition or a residency and there is an artist talk to make sure you go along, because it just gives you a deeper insight into it, and I think that's really important. So Kerry May, can you tell us about this specific exhibition and the pieces in it? I don't necessarily want you to explain the pieces. People need to go along and see them for themselves. But what the background to all of that is?
Sure. Well, first I'd just like to highlight that this is my first artist residency, and it's been a real pleasure to be able to have my first artist residency in this region here in Whakatū, and be able to be in a safe place where I feel I can explore new ideas, new materials, but also work with the community in terms of like running workshops. So we're situated in the time of May or Ngāhuru, and that is also the time of harvest, which is what led to the title Heinaki Mara, which means to turn the earth. So amongst the exhibition, you'll see a number of works that are associated to kumara and also hue, or the gourd. And then in the middle of the exhibition, there's also a small silver carved pendant that depicts Rongo Mātāne, who's holding a ketu or a Māori spade. So he acts as the pō, to hold the show all together, because this is also his time of the year. And yeah, the title Heinaki Mara, to turn the earth, just seemed really fitting to bring all those things all together. Yeah.
So a lot of the pieces are certainly based around these items like the kumara and the gourd. Can you explain some of those pieces? Because some of the pieces are for sale and they are stunning. So looking at the bronze kumara in particular, very, very tactile, I would say, and to feel them and to hold them just actually feels really quite a precious moment for me. Can you tell me about the kumara and how you go about making them?
Well, I love that you've brought up that they feel really tactile to you and they feel really quite precious, because the other part of hinga kumara that I was hoping to express through my practice is looking at mahi toi as a form of rongoā, so a form of health and well-being, and looking at creative practices that can help centre us in times that might feel unsettled, or even just to bring more enjoyment and self-care to our world. Hence why rongo mātāne and kumara, rongo mātāne is also the atua or the Māori god of peace, cultivation, fertility and kumara. So I wanted to create these small miniature bronze golden kumara as a way for people to have something to hold onto, because they do feel really good in the palm of your hand. So they can act as a touchstone to bring you into a place of self, and also a place of calm, because in today's world we are quite bombarded by a lot of social media, the news, bright flashy lights and so on, and it can be a bit overwhelming. So having these small pendants to wear can act as like a rongoā and help facilitate their well-being. I guess also going back to the title, Hinga Kemara, to turn the earth, I'd like to have people think, say, if our hine naro, our head, or our tinana, our body, is the mara, is the garden, what is it that we are wanting to plant? What are the things we are wanting to cultivate? Or perhaps what are the things that we might feel need to be weeded out as well? So trying to bring all these ideas of mahi toi, community, kai is quite important for community and whenuangatanga and manaaki, as well as jewellery and adornment and rongoā all together.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some beautiful pieces also using the gourd, which also incorporate some of your beadwork.
Yeah, so I've got several pieces in the exhibition which are made from hui gourd that were grown by my dear friend Isaac Te Awa up in Ponikē, Wellington. And one of them on the poster as well, that one is called a hui for my mama. And when I saw this hui, it reminded me of the shape of my mum. And it reminded me of getting a warm cuddle from her or a hug. Like there was the very feminine in shape, and it just spoke to me about my nan and my mum. But that piece is also beaded with sterling silver beads in the likeness of a pūpū or a weaved skirt. And that also, to me, speaks of how a child might hold on to its mother's skirts. And my mother was very involved in kapa haka with Ngāti Punakia kapa haka, and so the piece, a hui for my mama, aesthetically I feel speaks to her warmth, femininity and that motherly love. So it has worked as my own rongoā of being able to sit there while I'm beading, have these memories, contemplate those things that I cherish and dearly miss about, but then create something beautiful to honour that as well.
Mm. Beautiful is absolutely the right word. I couldn't encourage the listeners more to go to see this exhibition, because it just has so much feeling and so much beauty and so much meaning I couldn't speak more highly of it, Kerry May. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us before we finish up?
I guess the only things that I would like to share is, like, do come in and see me. Like, I have got my workshop, because it's a residency, I have got my desk set up in a workshop space, so you can come and see the kind of jewellery tools that I use, some of the raw materials before they're created into work, and come and have a korero if you're interested in learning more about how creativity or the Maramataka Māori Lunar Calendar can maybe perhaps enhance or help your life or well-being.
Absolutely. And can you just share with the listeners your Instagram or website details?
Sure. So if anyone would like to follow along with my story and my creative practice, you can find me on Instagram. I am Kerry, K-E-R-I underscore May, M-E-I underscore Z at Instagram, or I have my website, which is www.kerrymay.com.
Lovely. Ngā mihi nui, Kerry May. It has been so lovely having you here today. To hear more stories from around the region, you can listen to other Community Conversations episodes anytime at freshfm.co.nz under Community Conversations.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.